Our format this morning is basically this. We have a description of the general categories that we're going to be talking about and that our panelists are going to be talking about. We encourage folks to come to the microphone at any point during the presentation if you have questions. We'd like to keep it lively and give everybody an opportunity to question the panel, which has a lot of obviously a lot of experience in this area. We have our own questions, of course, to ask of the panel, but it's always helpful to have audience participation. It makes it that much more entertaining. Shalini is now going to give us a little bit of an overview of these various different categories and how they fit into the grand scheme of things, and then we'll move on to posing some questions to our panelists. So with that, look forward to being with you this morning, and I will turn it over to my co-moderator, Shalini.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Susan. And thanks to all of you for coming. I was pretty nervous when I realized we had drawn the 8:30 a.m. start. I thought we would have like 10 people, five of whom are my friends, but, you know, it's great to see so many people here. So we have a couple of great panelists with a lot of experience in this topic, so I'm eager to get to the questions to them. As Bill mentioned, our approach this morning is going to be to talk about the major categories of buyers in the ERCOT market. And so what I thought I'd do is just set the stage a little bit for why this is important. You know, why are we here at 8:30 in the morning? You know, why is this topic worth paying attention to? And it's basically because ERCOT, Texas, there's more installed wind here than there is anywhere else in the U.S. It's the leading state, and solar is catching up. And these buyers of renewable energy, even no matter where they're based, are all paying attention to ERCOT.